Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown, Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Thursday, May 29th, 2025. Before we get into the audio of the day, just a recap for here. The nine Knicks have staved off elimination. They live to fight another game. Final score, 111 for the Knicks, 94 for the Pacers. Indiana still leads the series 3-2, and we are headed back to Indiana. Pacers only need one shot. Obviously, Knicks need to win two more. So there's your update in that game. Let's go to last night where one team did punch their ticket into the NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder have advanced to the NBA Finals. They will represent the West after they smoked the Timberwolves 124-94 in Game 5. Here's Thunder head coach Mark Daigneault says the OKC community has been tremendous.
When you've got a young team, these are players that are still trying to find their footing in professional basketball, and to exist in a place both in the arena and in the community where everybody kind of has your back through the ups and downs is helpful. You know, it's helped our players grow. I really believe that.
It's a young team they got in Oklahoma City. 24.2 years old is the average age of the team. They are headed to the finals this year, but then in years to come, you've got two first-round picks in this upcoming draft and a second. The next year, you've got two first-round picks and a second. The year after that, you got two first-round picks and 2 seconds. The year after that, a first and 3 seconds. The year after that, a first and 5 seconds. That's 20 picks at least, excluding any protected picks they may get their way over the next five drafts. So this may just not be a flash in the pan. This may be the start of a long Thunder era. But we will see. They got to win one first, but they'll have that opportunity coming up starting next Thursday. We don't get the NBA until next Thursday evening.
All right, speaking of winning, I'm going to take a small tangent here. Anyone who says you can't do Jordans with a suit, take a look at Ernie Johnson in the post game of this show. He's got some fresh 11s on. I can't tell if those are the Concords or a pair of Gratitudes. But Ernie Johnson looking fresh. I wouldn't do the bow tie, but...
Very little of what you just said, I understood.
That's because you're not cool. Let's go back to the Minnesota Timberwolves, which you spoke about at length this hour. They got to do some soul searching for the second straight season. They have been knocked out of the Western Conference Finals. So they're home, or Cancun, or wherever it is that T-Wolves go to lick their wounds. So what do they do? Here's head coach Chris Finch says, hey, maybe I can make things easier for my star player.
I thought for a lot of the series, he did make the right play. And, you know, we preach that to him all the time. Yeah, we need him to be aggressive for sure. He's got to find some easier buckets. I got to help him do that. We were never able to establish something consistent with him. And that's on us as much as anybody.
One of the things with Edwards in the playoffs is his shots per game were decreasing every round. Some 22 shots, 20 shots in the second round, down to about 17, 18. And he's openly said it after games, like, I only shot 13 times. I need to shoot the ball more. He shot 18 times in game five. It obviously wasn't enough. He also wasn't great from three in this series when they needed him to be a little bit better, shooting just 28%, including one of seven the last two games. So got to get the ball in his hands, got to shoot the ball, and you got to find more opportunities to do that. Again, with Minnesota, you know, there's plenty to look at this team and say, oh, they're so close, 2 years in the conference finals, but they are going to have some roster decisions that they have to make. They have guys that are impending free agents. They have guys that they may need to expend. They've got Julius Randle, which I'm not sure they're 100% wanting him to return. He's got a player option. We'll see. So there's far from, I mean, there's never a guarantee, but I think there's far from a guarantee that Minnesota's back here next year.
All right, and just going final, breaking news, I guess if you want to call it. But we do have our Stanley Cup Finals. The Edmonton Oilers will advance. They win the West by knocking off the Dallas Stars. 6-3, your final there. Looking at the box score, Connor McDavid, Evander Kane with two goals each. Looks like everybody chipped in. Stuart Scott's 14 saves. So all-around impressive performance for the Edmonton Oilers. Maybe we'll get into it a little bit later. But we are going to officially get a Stanley Cup Finals rematch, the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers' second straight year. Let's stay in the NBA here, Bart. The Cavs were one of the teams that were expected to contend in the Eastern Conference. They got knocked out early by virtue of the Indiana Pacers.
Did you say Stuart Scott?
Stuart Skinner. I'm sorry. I don't know why. It's just some brain fart. I don't know why I was thinking about Stuart Scott. Stuart Skinner. Cavs president Colby Altman, as I try to pick up the pieces of my life, says that they have a strong core.
I love our foundation. I love our core. You know, our starting lineup is, the average age is 26.8. You know, we have two all-stars that are 25 and 23, respectively. And they're going through it. They're going through these experiences. They're going through these battles. And we're sustainable in a lot of ways.
The problem with the Cavs is they can't really do anything to get better. Not that they are desperate to. They won 64 games this year, but they did get punked by Indiana, even in those games where they were at full strength. Because of the CBA and the second apron, and I know it's like, I mean, it's nails on the chalkboard in my head when I talk about it, but there's not a lot of moves that they can make. Plus, Evan Mobley going all defense and top defender in the NBA, that means his contract is jacked up because of once you get these parameters, if you're all NBA or if you get a defensive player of the year, if there's certain things that you earn, you're able to qualify for more money. There's a couple of different cases of that I did want to mention, by the way. Mobley gets a bump in his contract extension. So instead of making $224 over 5 years, Cade Cunningham's another because he was all NBA. Mobley too. Instead of 5 for $224, they're getting 5 for $269. Jaren Jackson Jr. in Memphis did not get an all-NBA selection, so he's going to miss out on the Supermax. Trae Young did not get all-NBA, so he's now not eligible for the Supermax. Jalen Williams of the Thunder would be, but he's not extension eligible yet, so he needs to do it next year again to then get that longer contract, which teams will say, oh, we're happy, you know, to have a guy that's good, but then they're also, they got all, you know.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Rework their finances. So just some interesting footnotes with the All-NBA teams named earlier this week.
All right, let's switch gears to everybody's favorite drug, and I'm not talking about the pink stuff that was reportedly in Stephon Diggs' social media video.
Oh, I tried some of that last night.
You did not have any of Ducey.
Oh, I had. I mean, to better talk about the story, I had to figure it out. I had to try some.
You want to explain what it is?
I'll explain to you that I woke up an hour and a half ago.
I can't wait to hear that in hour five to open up the show there.
I should clarify for any legal reasons that I did not do any drugs in the last 74 hours.
Yeah, and I may or may not have said what it actually was in the last 30 seconds if you listened. Whoever's listening on the podcast, shout out to you. Here's Will Levis, future journeyman backup quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. He is in a quote-unquote battle for the starters' job in Tennessee. Yeah, right. He has high praise for the guy who will be the starting quarterback and make sure he doesn't have a job, Cam Ward.
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, I'm here for him however I can be, and you know, he's a really smart kid, and we've been able to talk a lot about, you know, the different installs that we've gone through and hearing his perspective and how he sees things. And he's, you know, a heck of an athlete, heck of a quarterback too, so it's been fun going out there and playing with him.
Well, he's not going to trash him. Because also Will Levis' best chance at probably starting games in the immediate future is if Cam Ward gets injured, and then he has to get in and be the quarterback for this team. So he wants to be a valued member of this team. I'm sure back of his head he's rooting for him to lose and be bad, but he also knows that they're not going to pull the experiment on Cam Ward anytime soon. So, again, the best course of action is to play nice, ride this out, and hope to be a Geno Smith or Sam Darnold story somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, he'll have a long career. He just won't have a productive one. Here is Chip Kelly, new Raiders offensive coordinator. Remember, about a week or two ago, I started telling you about the story of how Chip Kelly and the brain trust there, they want Ashton Jensen to change his pre-snap stance. Basically, he looks like Michael Myers, kind of hulked over. Well, it's worked for him. He was a runner-up for the Heisman, but yeah, they're still a little going back and forth there, trying to tinker out ways to make him better. Here's Chip Kelly on his new star running back.
Ashton is as talented a back as, you know, as a young guy coming in the league that I've seen. You know, he's really special. His ability to sustain runs after contact, you know, his contact balance is kind of a really rare quality. He's got a low center of gravity, you know, and I think he's it's tough to get him down.
How about we let him play and see how it works before we start tinkering with a guy who was in the Heisman conversation? And it doesn't seem like, you know, some quarterbacks have come into the NFL and their motion's been interesting, and you have to kind of fix it. This guy just stands upright. It's not like he start with his back facing the line of scrimmage. This is one of those things where, unless I'm just, which I'm willing to be, naive to it, I'm not really following this one.
It's just Chip Kelly trying to be the smartest guy in the room. That's why he got ran out of Philadelphia, and I don't know. Remind me how his last couple of trips and stops have gone. Let's go to the Nye Jets. They've been searching for a quarterback since Super Bowl III. Well, Justin Fields, he says he could be that guy.
I think I can be great, you know. That, and that's, you know, been the goal for me my whole life, my whole career. So
Like I said, you know, I think the sky's the limit, you know, for this team, for this offense, but we do have a long way to go.
Well, Justin Fields is a guy who could be facing some pressure to succeed, although it's a kind of a, it's a 2-year deal, kind of a 1-year deal. I'm sure he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. I don't think the fate of the Jets organization rests on the shoulders of Justin Fields, but there are a lot of quarterbacks that are facing pressure in 2025.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.